This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Paul next. He's listening in El Paso, Texas, on the web. Hi, Paul.
Hey, Hank. How are you doing? Good to talk to you again.
Nice to talk to you.
The question was raised after studying the Lord's Prayer in Matthew chapter 6. How exactly should a Christian open or start a prayer? Jesus opened his prayer with, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name." And the question was raised, can we use his Hebrew name Yahweh, or just stick to Jesus, or even say the Holy Spirit?
Yeah, I think it's important to recognize that the model prayer, the prayer of Jesus, the prayer that Jesus taught his followers to pray does start, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." And I think that the recognition here is that first and foremost, our desire, what we really care about, is that God's name be made holy. Our daily lives should radiate a far greater commitment to God's nature and his holiness than to our own needs. So to pray, "Hallowed be your name," is to pray that God be given the unique reverence that his holiness demands, that God's word be preached without corruption, that our churches be led by faithful pastors and preserved from false prophets, that we be kept from language that profanes the name of God, and that our thought lives remain holy, that we cease from seeking honor for ourselves, but ask instead that God's name be magnified. But in saying that, there's nothing wrong with using the names of God as opposed to the titles for God. There's nothing wrong with addressing our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and thanking him for his sacrificial death on our behalf. There's nothing wrong with thanking the Holy Spirit for empowering us as we pray, as we witness, as we provide for our families. So the standard is we pray to the Father in the name of the Son or through the Son by the power of the Holy Spirit. But Jesus himself invites us to pray to him in John 14, 14. So there is no set formula. We pray to one God revealed in three persons who are eternally distinct.
For more Ask Hank episodes or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.